Can you tell us exactly what's going on with the plane that has been impounded at Gatwick?
We basically, had a dispute with Air Zimbabwe about past due billings for, previous services and spare parts. And we've been working on, trying to settle the issue with them since about 2009. And we had an agreement with them for a structured payment program that we signed with them in mid-2010. And, a few payments came, and then there was a problem. So through various and sundry efforts, we were ultimately, I think, just felt our only recourse was through the courts. And we got a judgment both in the U.S. and in the U.K. so that we were able to impound the aircraft, as an asset that could be held to settle these debts. And this took place, I believe, last Sunday at London Gatwick Airport. And, we've had an amicable and long relationship with Air Zimbabwe, I think, since the beginning of American General Supplies, which goes back to, 1982 when the company started in Chicago. And it's not a very contentious situation, but we just felt that it was time that we tried to get these debts resolved. And with the seizure of the aircraft, negotiations and discussions heated up quite a bit between the company and American General Supplies. And to my knowledge, again, long amicable relationship. We'd like to put this behind us and continue to be able to do business with Air Zimbabwe. And to that point, we have about a $1.5 million outstanding that we're hoping to resolve with this action on our part. And about, to my knowledge, I think about two-thirds of the money has been sent to our accounts in London with our attorneys there. I'm waiting for confirmation on that. And there's one final tranche of payment for about $500,000 that is supposedly forthcoming today also. So as soon as the 1.5 has been transmitted and we get confirmation from our agents in London that the money's in-house, well, obviously we'll be immediately releasing the aircraft and it will hopefully go immediately back into service for Air Zimbabwe.
There's no chance that the plane may be auctioned.
No, I heard that rumor and you know how these things take on a life of their own, and we were kind of amused by that because we had not at senior management level here at AGS had any such discussion. We maintained an expectation and a hope that the money would be forthcoming and that we'd put this thing aside and they'd get their airplane back into service quickly.
And you'll still be having some kind of relations with Air Zimbabwe?
We hope so. Yeah, we know their people. We were just at the African Airlines Association conference in Marrakesh last month, and I know that our founder and owner Kasamaru had conversations with Air Zimbabwe's current CEO, and we had the director for AFRA. The three of them in conversation about how we can resolve this issue. So, yeah, I fully expect that relationships would remain friendly going forward.